The nine is at the center of this triad. So what does that mean? It means that if you're a nine, the particular challenge of this triad, the whole issue of embodiment, you're like the poster child of the challenges and opportunities here, right? You're right in the center of it. It's very interesting. So in the nine space, it's really about being itself, the sense of being, the feeling, the direct experience, I am. I exist. I am a manifestation of God. It's not a rumor. I feel that divine presence and how that divine presence is producing this life. It's all some unfathomable huge unity right now. And when we feel that directly, we also feel we've come home. Even if it's just for a moment, we have glimpses of it. We feel I'm home now. It's like, you know, the Buddhists have those gigantic mandalas of the show, the Buddha and all this sort of beings. So the nine is the part of us that kind of puts ourselves somewhere over in the periphery. But there's something when we show up, when we arise from the dead, arise, Lazarus, right? Suddenly, whew, we take our place. I'm here. I'm not this idea of myself. Something shows up. That is what I really am. And I feel that. I know it. And in that, it's not like a challenge to the world because I feel so harmoniously related to everything that exists. It's not that I'm here and you're not. We're all manifesting out of this oneness. And this is what the nine knows. This is the wisdom of nine. Nine's in the house. Does this make sense what I'm talking about? This is what you're here to teach. It's what you're here to be. It's what you're here to remind the rest of us about. And no one can do it better than you. The whole thing here, all these passions are painful. They make me weep when I think of them. The nine passion is born out of the loss of this. The sense I don't exist. I don't matter. I'm nothing. I'm not real. I'm peripheral. I'm disconnected from everything. I'm a little insignificant. Nothing. All egos feel that on some level. That tremendous sense of not mattering. Not believing that we are beloved of God, right? And that produces the passion of sloth. Sloth is sometimes described in the Enneagram literature as laziness. I take issue with this. Laziness is a kind of a superego inner critic word that doesn't offer a lot of insight or help. Laziness is not even that accurate because I've known a lot of nines who are incredibly accomplished people. Brilliant artists, scientists, politicians. We probably had more nine presidents of the United States than any other type. It's not that nines are lazy like they're all sitting on the couch eating Doritos or something. And when that does happen, psychologists have another word for that. It's called depression. Sloth is giving up on ourselves. We give up. It's too hard. I'm not worth it. Sort of a collapsed heart. The eight is this deadness. The nine is a sort of collapse. It's like, it's no use. You know, and feeling forgotten, feeling forsaken, feeling disconnected, the loss of the sense of being. But what do little kids do in the face of that? Pretty brilliant, really. They create in their mind a world where things are together again. There's a traumatic family. They make up a good mom and dad in their head or an image of Jesus or God that helps them. They read stories about horses. The child learns to render in my mind an internal world that feels safe, that I can go to because I feel unwelcome in this one or that I can't really be here. So we go into this inner world where we feel safe, where things feel manageable, where things are peaceful. As again, it's the ego imitating the real deal. Because when we are at that home in ourselves, in the real sense, we feel so at peace, so at rest in the state of being, so at one. Right? But the ego creates its own separate oneness and then doesn't want that messed with. And so another word you could use for this passion is inertia, the inertia of the ego. And here again, center of the triad, boy, if I'm a nine, for all these rumors about merging, I'll tell you, all the nines I've known are much more interested in not being messed with. You know, don't mess with me. Now, I'll be very nice about it. Nines are just those masters. Oh, sure. Anytime, yes, of course, whatever you like. Internally, I'm going, You ain't getting to me. I've dug in my heels with a smile on my face. But again, what I'm actually trying to protect is this inner kind of world I've rendered that I created to protect my delicate heart. And because I didn't feel there was a place for me in the real world. So I made up my own. pretty good, clever thing to do. So we don't need to beat ourselves up about brilliant coping strategies, but we might have our hearts ready for something more, right? So for nine, what's the invitation? You can't be in the real unity without your life force, energy, and instinct. I'll tell you something. What's the big thing nines are afraid of?
Conflict.
Conflict. And what will come up if there's conflict? What emotion? Anger. Thou shalt not be angry. I don't believe that was one of the Ten Commandments, actually. But for nines, it is. But does that stop me from being angry? Ho, ho, ho. You've never lived with a nine if you think that's true. Right? Nine, I dissociate from it. Elvis has left the building. Anger's here, I'm out the back door. Woo! See you later. But the anger's there building. And the more it's building, the more I get scared of it, the more I dissociate, the more I'm not with it. And then it finally comes out in some way that's pretty messy, that makes me feel really bad. It makes me even more afraid of it. We are with our anger in the same way we are with all our instinctual body energy. Show me a person who dissociates from their anger, they're going to dissociate from all their other instinctual energies. If I repress and clamp down on my anger, guess what I do with my other instinctual energies? If I act out my anger, guess what I do with my other instinctual energies? So anger is your friend if you're a nine, but not, again, as some license to act it out, but it is an energy very close to the wake-up energy of, hi, I'm here now. Like Whoopi Goldberg at the end of The Color Purple, standing on that truck. Remember what she said in that movie? We all cry when we see it. I may be black, I may be a woman, I may even be ugly, but I am here. Thank God I am finally here. And we're all weeping because we are so glad she is. And we know it's true. It's sort of the opposite of the eight in a way. I can't be here if I can't be here with my big energies. And the cost of admission to the real unity is the illusion of my separate unity. I've done this mean trick I used to do with my students where I'd do a new age visualization. And you have them get it, close your eyes, and now the golden light is arriving, and your favorite teacher is coming to you, and now do this, and they're all getting into it. And then I'd have them start butterflying their legs and making deep sounds in their belly. And of course, guess what happens? You can't keep the imagination going because it's calling you back to the reality you're in. The unity you want is right here. It's not in there. The spiritual realm is right here. Thy kingdom come. There ain't no other place to find it. You see what I'm saying? The nine is the part in all of us that thinks spirituality is some sort of escape from all this mess. We just want to get cozy and comfortable in an inner world where we don't have to deal with all the horrible conflict and messiness of the world. Who can blame us? But it's not what we want and not what will bring us to what we love the most. So that nine in us is called to come forth, to be here, to arise, right? The restoration of that magnificent sense of unity, being present, being right here, right now. And that brings the cultivation of the virtue. Oscar Chazo called this virtue action. I get what he's pointing to, but I have a word I prefer, which you can, if you like this one better, is whatever you like, fine with me. I like the word engagement. An awake heart is an engaged heart. An awake nine is an engaged nine. And what does that mean by engagement? Some of you might know the spiritual teacher Byron Katie, who talks about loving what is. Well, that's kind of here in the nine and the one zone, where suddenly you don't want to be anywhere else. Your mind's not drifting off to some kind of pastel whoosits. Here and now, I'm in love with the divine presence. I'm at one with it, and my heart is radically in love and engaged with what's here right now. And in that state, there's a glimpsing of the holy idea, which is that it's all love, even the parts we find tacky or unpleasant. Yeah. That's worth waking up for, isn't it? It's worth getting out of bed in the morning. Nines, I think, are always afraid that if they show up, what's going to come out is all their rage and anger. And if they keep sitting on it and not being present, that will happen. But that isn't the same as what I'm talking about. When we actually show up, what do I bring as a nine? The thing I love most, being, inviting people to being, inviting people to see our fundamental unity and the sense of peace. And my invitation to you nines is if you don't think this tired old world needs that, then you're living on a different planet than me. We need you to be here. We want you to be here. Take a chance. We all got to take a chance on grace.